The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Happy holidays. This is Ben Brown with the Clark Museum. I'm excited to announce the opening of the Weapons Vault exhibit, a permanent visual storage of the museum's collection of antique firearms and weapons. This project took nearly a year to pull off with a tremendous amount of work from staff and volunteers. The exhibit is in the area where the safety deposit boxes were when the Bank of Eureka was in operation. At some point, that space became the archive storage room, and as you can expect, it became packed to the brim over time. Yet converting the space up front for the visitor center, we all felt it was important to expand our exhibit space to showcase the incredible weapons collection. And like all things connected to this building, it wasn't easy. That room is encased in steel, safeguarding people's valuables when the bank was in operation, but making any modifications today is extremely difficult. Many people donated their time, from archivist Christina Baxter, who made sure the new space upstairs was arranged properly, moved and recataloged the archival collection professionally, Lonnie Wellman, who installed the security door, and Dean Thomas, an expert on historic firearms, who helped arrange the display. All of this was spearheaded by curators Katie Bush and Brittany Britton, with a lot of sweat equities from yours truly and Jeff Roberts. Here's information on one particular style of gun that shows up in our weapons vault that is particularly interesting, with how it was adapted to fit challenges met in the West. In the double-barrel shotgun case, you'll see a gun that is noticeably shorter than the others, and it is known as a messenger gun. In the 1850s, San Francisco was beginning to be a booming metropolis, being the leading port for new miners coming to California from around the world. At the time, the fastest way across the massive expanse of land was by horse or stagecoach. Wells Fargo stages, traveling to San Francisco from Tipton, Missouri, carried passengers, U.S. mail, and of course, gold and paper money to their bank branches in California. Because of this, the well-labeled stages became common targets for robbers in the lawless West. In response, Wells Fargo started sending armed guards with the stagecoaches to protect the money, mail, and passengers over the 2,800-mile route. The armed guard had sturdy, short-barreled shotgun called a messenger gun and would sit up front next to the driver, a spot oftentimes referred to as shotgun. The messenger guns were typically loaded with buckshot and, when used at a relatively close range, were very effective with little aiming needed, which was good when sitting on a stagecoach moving quickly over rough terrain. One of the strong boxes used to transport gold in these stagecoaches is also in this room. It is incredibly heavy and requires at least two people to carry when it is empty. This particular box was used to safeguard money en route to the mill at Ridgewood and is similar in style to the boxes Wells Fargo used to transport money and gold. With the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad, long-distance stagecoach services declined along with the prevalence of messenger guns, as it was quicker and cheaper to transport goods across the country on the train. Please consider providing a year-end donation to the Clark Museum or giving a gift membership to a loved one. Your support helps keep history alive. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.